Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love talking about on Yule Brawls and beyond. It's me, Ronic Arum, and over there is the gorgeous, talented, handsome, thin Ben Mandelker. Ben also does The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island over on YouTube, and he's on another podcast called Game Brain. Hello, Ben.
Hello, hello, hello.
How's it going, baby?
Doing great. Just excited to dive into some more Below Deck Med today. Can't ask for anything more.
Also, I do a podcast called Rose Pricks. It's about The Bachelor. Tonight, we're doing Nick Vial season. Oh, or Vial, depending on... He's got like a Judaized last name where it's Nick Vial, but then people try and say Nick Vial because his name is Vial. You know?
That's what Man, one letter away from being a Vidal. Like Vidal Sassoon. Eden Sassoon. Game Association.
Yeah, one letter away and billions of dollars away.
Yes.
So everybody go check that out. As usual, hope you're taking care of each other over there outside in this crazy, crazy damn world. Wear your masks. If you need one, go to crappensmerch.com, okay? We've got tons of masks. And I think that's it today. Today is Below Deck Mediterranean Day. So we're here to talk about Below Deck Mediterranean. Hold on!
That's right. And the episode opens up with one of our favorites walking right up to the boat and saying,
it's Asa! I love this dick! I love conversations! I love being outside!
Hi, Captain! It's so good to see you!
I'm big!
And Alex is like, "Ooh, what is that kind of noise?" I was like, you talk like a bullhorn, sir. Okay? Don't judge my Asha.
And Captain Sandy's just doing this, like, reeling in motion, like she's pulling an invisible rope, like, get in here, big hugs, get on the SS hug, okay, because you're about to get five of them in the next 3 hours.
This is your captain. I'm standing here swaying back and forth like I'm in the chorus of Oklahoma as I await you to approach, all right? Now get up here.
I'm just a girl who can't say no.
Being with Sandy again is so nice. I hope we have a good interior crew because I want to get praise from Captain Sandy this season.
And then we see clips of Asha on the boat from seasons past. Wow, you're doing a great job folding those napkins, Asha.
Thank you.
Whoa, love the way you got that door to open with your movement, Asha.
Oh, Asha, look, you really got your finger right up your bumhole, didn't you?
Oh, yes, thank you.
All right, Asha, let's meet everybody. This is our Michelin star chef, Tom. This is the dim-witted laundry loser, Jessica. And that girl with crazy words in her hair is Bugs, all right?
And she goes, oh, hello, Bones.
And she has, like, Tom goes in for, like, a proper handshake, and she goes in for a hug. He's like, okay, I guess we're doing this.
I guess we're hugging Foundation. Now.
I mean, I don't know what's happening here. I mean, it's not like I'm busy trying to peel a potato.
Let me guess. You don't understand poached lobster, hugger.
Wild guess. You want me to poach something and then fry it right afterwards, don't you? Don't you?
Trash. So she meets Bugsy, and then Captain goes, she's your chief stew. She goes, oh, well, hello again, I'm Asha. Like, what, does she have to meet her two different ways?
Hello again.
So Hannah has already texted Asha to say that she's not working on the boat anymore, but she hasn't really told Asha what's going on. So Asha's like very excited to find out what the hell is going on this boat. So,
Detective Asha at your service.
You're on the top bunk. And the captain's like, oh, I can't see anything. Well done, Malia. All right, you know what? We're going to go to Ibiza, and the crossing looks great.
Yeah, what, at 7:30 in the morning? Smooth sailing, couldn't ask for a better time to go. All right. Hey, so Asha, look. look, this is Bugsy again. I'm gonna keep showing you around. I guess it was Bugsy who was showing Aisha around. I wrote down Sandy was showing Aisha around. So Bugsy's showing Aisha around, and Bugsy's like, "Oh, I love Aisha's energy." And I'm like, between these two voices, like, "I bring the thunder, ooh, thunder, ooh, thunder, ooh."
Yeah, Aisha is still just impressed with every little thing. She's like, "This is noisy." She's like your attitude. Where are we going now? Ibiza.
Ibiza!
Are we?
I was just in Ibiza last month with my brother and sister-in-law. All three of us got high on shrooms and stuck our fingers up each other's bums.
Aisha is like, "Oh, don't worry, I've worked with the demons before. They're not snotty rich people at all." And Jess is like, "Wow, can't believe you've had them before. That's crazy." Jess hates her guts.
Yeah, she's so mad.
"Oh, I love the demons. They're super down to earth. And Michelle, the wife Michelle, is so fun."
And then we see a flashback of Michelle Damon being, "Slap it. Slap it. Yeah, I'm the one who's in charge. I'm the one who's in charge.
Wah, 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 wah." And then she puts her hand in that guy's face, and then he pushes it away. She's like, "Oh my God, don't fucking touch me."
Yeah.
"I fucking rule this ball."
As they like pull, Joao pulls the guy off. She's like, "Yeah, you go. I rule this boat."
Oh.
So Malia's like, "Hey, Rob, are you okay? You seem a little out of it. You know, I just want to remind you that when we wake up, the first priority are our fenders. That's the first thing we do." He's like, "Yes, I could die happy not going to Ibiza. It feels like a trigger in a way. When I was younger, in my days of just fucking being crazy, I knew that if I were to go to Ibiza, I would never come back. I was in my head about it. I was overthinking." It's like, yeah, just do the fenders. Just
Jesus
do the fenders.
Christ. Go to a corner and hug yourself for a while.
I mean, come on now.
Jeez. So Aisha is eating with Bugs, and she's like, "So what's been going on this season?" She's like, "What has it? The second stew left, and I replaced her. Then the chief stew, then the shift left, and it was just a coincidence. It's almost ready with the shift nurse on the way to visit a sick uncle. And then Hannah left, saying period is time." It's like, Bugsy, could you get to the fucking gossip, okay? Who taught you how to talk shit? This is not how to do it, Bugsy, and this is why you cannot come back next season as Chief Stew. You need to learn.
Yeah. And Aisha's like, "Oh, Hannah left?" And she's like,
"Yes, she left, and then we ran the last charter with just the two of us, just me and Jess."
And Aisha's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
It's like she acted as if someone just got decapitated in the hot tub.
So she tells us, "I'm very close with Hannah, and I know that she and Bugsy have a past, but I want to meet her on my own, and so far she's treated me with nothing but absolute kindness and Barrett's spell love and meld, which means stupid, but it might be dream turned upside down. How could you be a bitch to someone that helpless? Oh!"
And then we see quick shots of things happening. Tom's in the kitchen, and Malia walks by and waves at him through the kitchen window. I just can imagine being like, "Oh, she thinks she's cute, right? She thinks she's cute waving. Okay, you know, if she wants to be a supportive girlfriend, she won't bother me when I'm trying to poach some fucking potatoes for later tonight."
"Johnny being a baseball player makes me very, very nervous. I know absolutely nothing about baseball. It's fast-paced cricket, I reckon. These people even know what poaching is. Sous vide for a baseball player. A goddamn baseball player, mother."
Because Bugsy has, for her tablescape, she got a bunch of referee whistles. And he's like, "Do they use whistles in baseball? I'm just asking. Because if you don't make the tablescape perfect, then my food won't look good. And mother will be disappointed in me, Bugsy."
So then down in the mess, Alex is talking to Aisha. And he's like, "So where'd you come from today?" And she's like, "Bali." It's like, "Hi, oh, wow. We were all just in that scene."
Like, no, don't say Bali.
What kind of question is that? Where'd you come from? Bali. And she says, "So are you guys romantically intertwined?" To Rob and Jess. "Oh, that's so cute."
And then she gives us an update on Jack. She and Jack are not still together, shocker, because Jack went back to his ex-girlfriend when Aisha and Jack were still together, and Aisha found out by watching the ex-girlfriend's IG stories. And I was just like, get fucked.
And she says, are you guys sharing a cabin? Oh, nice. Cuddles. Have a cheeky pound. I got your back.
Isn't Jack married to his ex-girlfriend now? I think that they got married. Like,
no idea. Everyone
was like, wait, I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. So, I feel like I can only watch you clean once. It's like I'm not going to follow the cleaning guy off of the... Just send me a card at Christmas with your family and your terrible sweaters, okay?
Yeah.
There's too many people to keep track of on this damn show.
Yeah. So then Tom is cooking and Malia comes in and feeds him something while he's cooking. He's like doing something with lobsters, whatever. And she feeds him something. And I think like compliments something or another. I think she compliments him about like peanuts or something. I don't know what it was. But she's like, oh, you make a really good peanut. And he's like, well, I'm not just chopping carrots in here. I mean, I'm actually a world-renowned chef. I mean, I do good work. I mean, my mother cooked for the queen mother, and, you know, I do good work. And you don't even have an oyster shucker in here. You don't, there's not even an oyster shucker in this kitchen. How could you not have an oyster shucker? And one potato. We only have one potato left. One potato left in the entire boat. And you want to be mounting the fire. That's what you want me to do, Malia. You're going to stick some feed in my mouth while I'm trying to poach the lobsters. And you think I'm being a sportive girlfriend? You're not. It's a mistake. It's all a mistake.
So then Bugs and Jess and Aisha have a meeting in the dining room, and Bugs like, so excited to have you. Tons of experience. It's very helpful. Now, Jess has gone through, this is your third stew, isn't it, Jeff? And me, well, I'll just bring lots and lots of thunder. And Jess is like, I think Aisha fits in great, but at the same time, why the fuck wasn't I moved up to second stew?
Ow. Sorry, a light fell on me.
Well, Justice Charter, you're predominantly in the laundry. Now, no, nobody's job is less important than the next job. Everyone is a star, except for the people in the chorus. Congratulations, Jess. You're a very important chorus lady today. Now, clear the stage. Clear the stage.
Jess, even though you'll be only seen for 3 minutes per day by the guests, I want the best compliment to come from them to say Jess made a wonderful breakfast tablescape. It was like thunder. That's what I want for you, Jess. Now get in that laundry room and be motivated.
There are no small parts, only small loads of laundry. Get to the wash!
So then they have a team hand pile, and Captain's like, our crew on deck, our crew on deck, Malia, Malia, port wing, Malia.
Jesus, that's tight! It's like the first time I learned where poo came from.
So they basically have to dock the boat in a very narrow slip, which is funny because that's what also happened with the Daemons last time, I believe. So, oh my God, got to get in this tight slip and people are watching. And Sandy's like, this fucking thing, oh God. Starboard, straight stern, bump to port.
50 feet astern, 50 feet astern, straight to stern, come to port.
Tension that line, secure.
Bump to port, oh my God.
Nice work, everyone.
Always nice work. All right, we did it.
We got it. We
Captain Sandy is such a boss bitch.
Nice work. So then they're getting dressed, and Malia and Tom are in their room getting dressed, and he's like, "Nice work on those maneuvers." She's like, "Mm-hmm, killed it." Is that the tallest spot you've gotten? She's like, "Probably." Well, I'm not just chopping carrots down there either. You might have noticed.
Did you get my innuendo, Malia? Did you get it? Because I was thinking about it for the past 5 minutes. You like it? No? Could you say something? I mean, I don't have all time to just come up with innuendo. So if I do come up with innuendo, I do expect a little bit of some feedback from you, Malia. Come on now. What's next? You're going to tell me I should go fry the lobster that I just poached? I mean, Malia.
This is one humorless couple. I'll give them that. Has there been 1 second of humor with this couple yet?
Or a spark of chemistry.
So then the captain, of course, is like, Aisha, give me another hug. Come on, get over here.
And then we have Rob and Jess. And Rob enters their bunk and he goes, I missed you. I'm like, dude, you guys were just outside together.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the same boat. You're in the same space.
So then Tom is deboning a chicken. He's like, I'm taking the carcass out of this, and then I'm reforming it as a bird. I've got to Google baseball. God damn it. Something to do when I'm already reforming a bird. Can I get some respect?
This is a tribute to my mother, because that's what she did. She put out all the things that make me special and reformed me into a chef. And that's what I'm doing to this bird right now. Now, what is a baseball?
So they line up, and Johnny gets some weird drums as he walks up to everybody. And he's got new crazy hair and a terrible Florida shirt. A very expensive shirt from Florida.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, Alex is going to have an erection because he's like, so Boston. And sure enough, he's like, oh yeah, he was Boston's hero for a bit, okay? I mean, we fucking hated him when he went to the Yankees and cut off his hair, but, you know, he still has a place in my heart. Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, gosh, can't wait to make it up to you for last time, especially in the food department, all right? Especially in the food department. So Bugs takes him on a tour, and Johnny's like, hey, is that where we're going to be wrestling? Yeah! And then we see clips of ladies wrestling on the ground. I'm like, oh my God, are you going to do callbacks to your season like it's the best episode of Below Deck ever? Shut up, Johnny!
Yeah, please. So, yeah, and then, yeah, so they're just going all around and everything, and Malia's telling the crew, okay, just as a reminder, fenders are our priority. Fender, Rob, what are you doing?
I'm writing a miss you note to Jessica. I haven't seen her in about 5 minutes, and I fear that our hearts are growing asunder.
So now undocking. Oh my God, it's so tight. So tight. Satterbury, Rob Madison, starboard. Crow's nest. Good job.
Great job, everyone.
Great job.
We also have Jess, who's in her, she's in her room, and then Rob opens the door and just slams the door into her head. Ow! She gets hurt every single episode.
Adina is on the boat. We've seen Adina before, and she's like, yeah, hey, she's doing a like an Instagram live or something. She's like, hey, we're on the biggest yacht on the beach, right? Yeah.
And then we just see, like, we're seeing Bugs do something around the table, and then we just hear, like, like the most stereotypical, like the sort of scream you don't think people actually scream, but she did it. She's like, wah! And the camera just turns over, and Adina's like fallen like on her face and on top of her champagne glass.
Malia's like, oh my God, there's a lot of blood. There is so much blood. We're in the beach, yeah, in the beach. Doctor. Oh gosh, how'd they get cut? Is this Hannah's fault? God, is someone on drugs? See, this is why we can't have Hannah on board. Adina would be dead by now, okay? Look at Malia, fast with a Band-Aid like that. So Malia comes over now, with Band-Aids.
And unfortunately, Adina, we can't give you any Tylenol because we just consulted with our lawyer, Mary Timelaw, and she says all drugs, including Tylenol and chicken soup, are illegal.
Oh, so everybody's kind of laughing at Adina because she's already fallen. And then Aisha comes up to Bugs and she's like, where can I get service carts? And Bugs like, over there. Oh, how cute! I love it!
And then Aisha's like, she's talking with Jess and is like, so do you want to be a chief stew someday? And Jess is like, ugh. No, chief is, like, too much pressure.
Ow, my finger.
My finger. I just got my finger caught in my hair.
I hear you. I'm happy being second.
Yeah. And then we just cut to Rob in bed.
Texting away. And then Tom's like, Aisha, what does a baseball pitch look like? Is it called a pitch or a field? Is it a pitch or a field? Or maybe it's called a mulberry bush. Is that what's called mulberry? Is it the mulberry? What is actually baseball? Is it about a bass drum that you roll down a pitch? Is that what it is? What is it?
And then we see Michelle outside with Aisha. Aisha's serving them drinks. And Michelle's like, is that plastic? Because maybe Adina needs plastic now. Like, our wedding, she broke two glasses at our wedding. And I was like, wah, wah, bitch. I rule this fucking wedding, all right?
She probably did. I feel like that's actually an exact quote from that ceremony.
So then we see Aisha in the kitchen with Tom, and she's like, oh, lobster tails, fancy pansy. So you're usually a chef on yachts? And he's like, yes, trying to concentrate on goddamn motherfucking American sports right now, please.
Would you mind if I threw out this tiny little potato? Would you mind if I put it in the bin? Don't put it out. You just threw it in the bin. You put the potato in the bin. Now what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to cook a whole other potato now. I've got only 30 minutes left to make a potato. How am I supposed to do that?
So Tom's like, well, if guests have a shit previous experience, I can't provide errors. Everything has to be perfect.
Yeah. So the guests all sit down at the table and they're ready for lunch. And Aisha, meanwhile, is in the kitchen asking about if they recycle glass and everything. And they're like, yeah. She goes, oh, I love when people recycle. It's so good. She's like excited about everything. Everything.
That is so Aisha.
Yeah.
So they start delivering lunch, burritos first, and then the roast baby reformed chicken. And yeah. Everybody loves it. And Michelle's like, is that a whole baby chicken? Because the younger they are, the more tender, right? And Bugs goes, that's what she said.
Sometimes they call me Roxy. Did you know about that?
So they all are loving the food, which does look pretty amazing. And then Aisha is like, she's like, Tom, do you mind if I grab a bite of that focaccia? I just love recycling focaccia in my belly.
And Jess is like, oh my God, I love people who recycle. Oh, she's so great. Boom. Ow!
And she bangs her head on the dryer, dryer door.
It's like we're making it up, but we're not.
We're not
so
like
funny.
She hurt herself many times this episode.
So Alex is talking to Bugs, and he's like, "What am I in baseball?" And she's like, "Umpire." He goes, "Do you say that because I always strike out?"
I wrote down Bugs and Alex flirting. I can't.
I know. We just completely ignored the other two times. I was like, "This is the most awkward flirting."
Yeah.
I can't. You both seem like lovely people. Please stop. Please stop trying to make this happen. Okay, I don't need to see
Seriously. So then Tom is plating up his dessert, which is a bit of a play on the baseball theme. I've learned that it's a white ball, and so we're gonna do a mint jelly and a little crumble and a white chocolate parfait, and then you know the customary loop of fire that we all know is essential to all baseball games. So we're gonna brew that a little bit.
That's so cute.
So they have to deliver, and everybody's like, wow, they're baseballs!
Yeah, it does look pretty cool. Although it looked a little bit less like a baseball diamond and more like a cone, like an ice cream cone of crumble. But still, it looked very
on
cool.
On gel or something?
That's so British. It's green, like a mint jelly. We'll put on a mint jelly.
Yeah. So then Rob is in the laundry and he walks away and Jess just watches him slowly. It's like, what are they building up to in this? It's like the weirdest buildup ever.
Maybe there'll be a different printout from Orbitz tonight.
So then the guests want to slide down the slide, but there's jellyfish. Emily is like, oh, don't worry. I'll put someone down there to protect you. And Michelle's like, that's terrible. Just going to throw a poor person there to guard us from the jellyfish. She's like, yeah.
Now, this is how you do it. You don't have to throw a poor person. You just swim up to the jellyfish and say, I own this ocean jellyfish. I own it. I own it. Get out of here.
You need someone to get stung and not know? Just put fucking Michelle or put Adina in. She won't fucking know the difference. Just throw her in.
So it's like, what are sports? And then Rob and Jess are in bed. And Jess is like, you're cute. Something like that. Oh, gosh. Rob, such a downer.
And he's just lying there on his phone. And she's supposed to be like, what's wrong? Oh, my God, let's talk about this. You have feelings. But she doesn't. She just goes, Good talk. I gotta go back to work.
Yeah. He's like, my ex reached out. She's going through a lot. Don't know how to explain it.
I'm like, you sort of did. She reached out to you. She's going through something. And you chose to write back and get involved in
it. Yeah, click, 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 click.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's
Hey, Pineapple Street Studios has a new show.
It's called Back Issue, and you're not going to want to miss this.
It's hosted by Tracy Clayton, who you know as the host of Another Round and Strong Black Legends, and by Pineapple Street Studios producer Josh Quinn.
On each episode, they revisit unforgettable moments in pop culture that we all think we remember to learn what these moments can teach us about where we are now.
Like Tyra Banks and all the craziness we let her get away with on America's Next Top Model.
Or how In Living Color, a show once on the cutting edge of black comedy, has touched your life, whether you watched it or not.
Or maybe we can just reminisce about heydays of girl groups in the late 90s, like SWV, you know? Where did they go? Seriously, where are they?
Pop culture is political, but it's also fun. Do you remember fun?
I do. Now more than ever, it is so important to find joy in your life. Being joyful in tough times is an act of revolution.
Back Issue is a Pineapple Street Studios original.
Available now everywhere free podcasts are sold.
Commercial.
So then, slide, jellyfish. Like, oh my god, there's a jellyfish. He's right there. You're aiming right towards the baby. It's gonna be a jellyfish. Bow to stern, bow to stern. Jellyfish.
And then
good
coming
job,
up,
guys. Good job.
Yeah, seriously. Because he goes to commercial and says, coming up, and we just see Bugsy dropping a bucket. It's like, oh! Like, I love this show that, like, that's like the some shows it's like coming up and there's like a big fight. This show it's like someone dropped a bucket.
So everything's fine, nobody got stung, and Bugs sends Aisha on a break, and she's like, just get laundry in a good place. And then Jess tells us, you know, I didn't want to admit it, but my job is easier since Bugs took over. Like, she has a clear direction and it's more fluid.
Yeah. Ow! I banged my knee against the wall when I was trying to say the word fluid.
Oh. So then Bugs has got a wacky idea for dinner tonight. Everybody's going to wear a tutu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a neon party, which is great. So so Jess has, they're all putting on tutus, and Jess has, hers is orange. She's like, I look like Halloween. Is there another one? I don't want to be Halloween again.
You don't. You look like a pumpkin.
That's much better. Thanks, Bugs.
She's like, do you want to change? No, I don't want to change.
And Bugs is like,
well, tonight's theme is funky neon party. And what better way to have the theme than to have the people who are serving you be funky and neon too? Ah, the theme is the dream.
I'm like,
what could be better?
And Tom's like, I could think of 50 things. For example, a less stupid American sport, for one.
How about cricket? Okay, cricket would be better. So so now Rob is now down the crew mess. Captain Sandy's just sitting there eating, and Rob is being all emo, and he's like, I'm just checked out right now. And she's like, oh, you need some sleep? You need sleep or a hug or a sleep or a nap, something like that. He goes, no, I'm rested. I'm just in my head right now. She's like, oh. I've never seen someone not even try to fake it in front of the captain. Like, who does that?
Yeah. Fucking Rob wants everybody to ask him about his feelings all the fucking time. It's not about your feelings. Nobody cares. Welcome to the real world, okay?
Yeah. And don't say that shit in front of your bosses. God. Yeah.
So Malia's talking. Malia goes to bitch to Tom about it. She's like, he just told me and Captain Sandy that he's checked out. And I'm like, you just told your boss and your captain you're checked out. Like, I'm honestly worried for him to be on tonight.
Exactly, which part of this says, I'm helping Tom play the poached fish, because I don't hear anything about poached fish, okay? I'm fuming right now.
So the guests get dressed for dinner, and Bugsy puts some green makeup on Johnny, and it's wacky. And Michelle's like, oh my god, this table looks awesome. And then I notice that Pandora Vanderpump is on this boat, and it's made her fun. What happened? How did Pandora Vanderpump become so much fun?
She took off her shawl.
I've finally been let out of the house without a pashmina on. Oh.
I've told my mother I'm showing the world my shoulders for once. So Malia is now helping Tom play and everything. And then upstairs, Michelle is talking to, she's like, he's getting pregnant tonight. And then another girl's like, hey. So as we said before, tonight's theme is funky neon Ibiza party. And nothing says funky neon like some scallops and pork belly.
Don't worry. There's also a potato puree.
Funky neon, you say?
And the captain, of course, is stalking the chef, you know? She's, like, got her head poking all over the place. And she's like, you know what I want to know? All I want to know is what Johnny thinks. And he's like, well, it's not super hot. It's more warm. God, Sky. Can't with this guy.
I mean, ridiculous.
Like, that's your big... He doesn't even care. He's just pulling that from the last time he was on, you know?
It's also, like, how many restaurants have you ever been in where the food comes out scaldingly hot that you have to wait? I mean, I think the only examples I can think of are like what if I've gone to like, if I've gotten tofu at like Korean tofu where it comes in a bowl and it's like in a clay pot and it's actively bubbling. Okay, so hot pots, clay, like something like that. Maybe a skillet thing. I don't know if even a fajita would even be as hot, even though it's sizzling. So him saying this thing is like, oh, it's not even hot. Like, what does he want? You're in like a formal dining.
Yeah, go experience. Eat in the kitchen then, you loser. And the captain's like, well, it's gonna be hot on the inside, but you know what? You know what? It's okay. I want this to be hot. So she takes the plate and runs down to the kitchen. And she's like, it wasn't hot. It was warm. We need to figure out how to make his food hot.
So they decide they're going to put a bowl over Johnny's plate.
Like to substitute as a cloche, which is weird that they don't have a cloche.
It is weird.
But they take this big metal bowl. Well, maybe it was a cloche. I don't know. It looked like just a bowl. So they're gonna put it under that, but it doesn't really fit the plate, right? And then upstairs, Johnny doesn't even care. As he bites into it, he's like, oh, it is hot. Like, it's great.
Yeah. You know? He is. And then Tom downstairs, they're bringing up the next course, and Tom's like, if this comes back warm but not hot, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my shit. Oh, God, I'm losing it already, mother. I'm losing my shit, mother.
And then, crash, Malia drops the closed plate.
Oh, it's Bugsy. Like,
oh, it was Bugsy?
Bugsy drops it. Like, it's like, bum, bum, bum. Because it's like a big tin bowl. It's like, yeah, it bum, fit. Bum, 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 bum. And everyone hears it upstairs.
And Jess is like, Opa. Opa 11. Opa 11.
Opa 11.
Sorry, I tried to mix her Greek bingo. Waitress thing with bingo, but it didn't work. So Malia's like, oh my God, Tom's gonna freak out. So she takes it and runs down. And she's like, Tom, I just dropped a plate. Which is interesting because she's like, she's falling in front of an oncoming train to save Bugsy.
Yeah. And Tom's like, well, I'm not going to stress out. The whole thing's crazy. Luckily, I have other ones ready to go. I mean, you have to prepare for everything, okay? You have to prepare for everything. I'm like, Tom, don't act like you are, like, Mr. Chill here, okay? We all saw you freak out about the potato. Now he's acting like he's always been prepared.
So the guy's like, Rob's like, you just made a fresh one in 5 seconds, but weren't you in your head about it? Not at all?
How did that make you feel?
And they love it. And Bugs is like, is it hot? He's like, it's hot. And the captain's like, wow, good recovery, Tom. And he said it was hot.
Yeah. So, and then Malia is with Rob. And Rob's like,
sorry to stress you out earlier. I just got sensitive to no reason earlier about something, but it's done.
Well, don't say you got sensitive for no reason about something, because if it's about something, it's not for no reason.
He just wants her to ask, you know? He wants to be able to open up. So he's like, well, I was stressed, but now it's done. She's supposed to say, what was stressing you out? But she's like, oh, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. So have fun. Have fun crying, cry person. So then the guests go to the cigar room, and one of the guests says, her name is Shanna.
Shanna.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, my God, Michelle has Spanx on. And then so Michelle pulls up her dress and starts wagging her butt at them. And she's like, it's not Spanx, bitch. It's called a fucking thong. I don't need
Banks, fuck you. It's annoying, bitch.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love when the guests fight. Remember there was that girl, I think it was last season on Below Deck Med, where she was, like, the one girl that didn't fit in. She, like, she wanted to go to sleep early or something like that.
She insisted on getting her own room, and then so the other girl had to sleep, like, on the couch or something. It was on regular Below Deck.
That was on regular Below Deck, so that was her, too. And then there was the one, I think it was Below Deck Med, where there was someone, I think we called her, like, Jess or Suze or something like that. It was also a disaster. And then there was also the regular Below Deck before that, where there was that girl who had like a bridal party or something, who was like bossing all her friends around.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I need more guests like that.
So Michelle's trying to have this big fight with Shanna, and she's like, whatever. And Michelle's shaking her ass everywhere, and he's just like, ooh, they're having a fight, ain't they? So cute.
Yeah. And so then Michelle... So basically, Shanna, like, retreats to her bedroom, and then her boyfriend is like, you know what? That's a shit comment. It means that you're fat. You know, when you ask someone about if they're wearing Spanx, it means that they're fat, and they're covering up the fat. I'm just saying. This is a shit comment you said there.
So Shanna comes back in her PJs, and she's like, look, Michelle, I'm sorry. That was, like, an asshole's comment, and I love you. And Michelle's like, oh, I love you, so...
So then everyone gets into bed, and now it's the morning, and Tom's making bacon, and Rob is texting, and Jess is like, who's that? Ow! Sorry, I just banged my head on the ceiling by accident.
Tom's putting bacon in the oven. God damn it, these ingrates. And then bloop, Jess and Rob are in bed, and she hears the bloop of his phone, and she's like, who is that? And he's like, this might sound strange, but my ex reached out, and I've been communicating with her. Are you mad? She's like, I'm not okay with that, okay? Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I just wanted to. I don't give a shit. But it's not a personal thing. Don't disappear on me. Don't disappear on me while I'm communicating with my ex.
I'm trusting him, but there's, like, starting to be red flags that I shouldn't. Really? Because... you started dating him when he had another girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, sorry to remind you of that little plot point, but he did have a girlfriend when you started dating.
Yeah, you know what's a red flag? Oppressive neediness. Okay, that's a red flag, so be careful.
Yeah.
So Bugs goes up to check out the table setting, because, you know, this is Jess's moment to shine. It's impress everyone with the breakfast table settings, and she's like...
wow, cool. You see, Jess, you have it in you. It's really pretty. You have it in you.
Yeah, you're a real Sandra Bullock.
The table side.
So, Bugsy, she's like, Norma, it's me, Bugsy, calling. I'm just confirming our VIP table for today at 3 p.m. for our guests.
Yeah. So they're going to be going to the end of season party in Ibiza. Who told you about Ibiza, bitch? So the tender has to be ready at 2 o'clock, and Jess is texting Rob from the laundry room because she's pissed. And Rob basically has texted Jess back to be like, don't make this about yourself. You're always making it about yourself. Rob, you make literally everything about yourself. Everything is about how you're feeling and how you're in your own head and how you're just like checked out because there's something happening right now. So don't get mad at her because she's pissed that you're texting with your ex.
Yeah, and Alex is talking to him, and Rob is like, bro, this is being blown out of proportion. And he's like, dude, tell her what, you know what, say, what if I never told you, you know? I'd be pissed. Be a grown-ass woman about it. He's like, well, I have no choice who texts me. It is my choice whether I reply or not. She's making me feel like I'm doing something wrong. You are.
You are. You don't get bonus points because you were honest about it. You don't.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I just changed my flight from West Palm Beach. Well, I'm like, that's on you. You guys have known each other for like 4 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
That's on you.
And I think that he wants her to find out because you wouldn't keep your texts on. You know what I mean? You would just turn them off or press a do not disturb on her name or something. Like, is this the first time you've cheated, sir? Do you need some help?
Yeah. I almost feel like he should have... Dude, this is the first time you cheated. He should have said something like, like, oh God, it's my ex. Well, she's been hitting me up. She's going through a thing. Like, just be like really upfront about what it is. Don't be like, it's my ex. She's communicating with me. Just be like upfront. And if Jess is not down with it, then you say to your ex, listen, I'm sorry. I wish I could be there for you, but I'm with someone else now. And this is not an appropriate situation for me to be texting with you about.
Well, it's kind of making me take a step back and make me think, am I really ready to spend this time in Bali with her?
God, stop acting everyone like you're doing them a favor by going to Bali, for Christ's
sake. I know. Like, are you really ready to go to a tropical paradise with a woman with
like a hot beards? Woman
that you can have sex with every single day?
Yeah, you're a regular fucking saint. Jess passes the guests, and they're like, oh, hi. She goes, yeah, I know. I don't even get to see you that often. And she goes and throws a towel down to Alex, and he's like, hey, you know what? Seriously, don't let things bother you, all right? Like, you know what? I'm seeing, like, both sides of it, and, like, it's his situation, all right?
Yeah. And she's like, but it's invading both of our spaces. He's like, yep, you have to be more understanding. You have to be more understanding. And she's like, no. And she does not have to be more understanding. And she's like, this is your negative shit that I have to deal with. Block the bitch and get rid of her. Which is right.
Yeah. And then she just curses through the hallway. She's like, God damn it. Fuck.
Yeah.
So then they put some makeup on Johnny. Sorry, I had that earlier. And Bugsy's like, oh, I've got good news for you, Aisha. Ooh! I'm sending you ashore for the closing party.
Yay! And then Sandy happens to be standing right there. And she's like, that doesn't mean you get to drink. And for whatever reason, Sandy's like marrying two bottles together. I don't know what they even were. She's like, I'm just going to stand here and put liquid from one bottle into another. And just be here, your helpful captain, carrying bottles.
And you never know when that chef's going to try and send something that hot out. Got to stand here at all times, all right? And yeah. Aisha says, I got shots at my box already.
So Bugs is now making like a crafting makeup station where the guests can now put on crazy Ibiza makeup. And then Rob and Jess are now having a strained conversation.
How do you feel?
She's like, well, I feel like you got all defensive and all I did was ask a few questions.
I can't control people reaching out and I'm not entertaining it like that. It's almost like if someone says, knock, knock, and you say, who's there? Is that really your fault for asking who's on the other side of the door? I don't think so.
Why did the chicken cross the road? If I'd never texted her back, I'd never have found out.
That chicken was in its own head.
And he tells her, I told you I caught feelings, and I think she's just trying to push and create some drama.
Well, then if you know that, then stop engaging, you know? And she's like, well, that's not normal. And he's like,
I feel attacked.
Yeah. Of course.
I feel attacked.
She's like, well, you know, the old me would have beat the shit out of her. I mean, you know, every now and then, Demon Jess can submerge if she's pushed. I'm like, I don't think that's the right use of submerge. But I like the idea of, like, Demon Jess. Every now and then, Demon Jess will just actually dive deeper away from us.
Yeah, okay. They're like, why is that ghost going into the water?
did you guys know that ghost is also a free diver? That's amazing.
Yeah. That ghost is a great synchronized swimmer. And when she's not murdering people.
Demon Jess just sometimes has to submerge herself. And then she's like, oh yeah, I destroyed my ex-boyfriend's old house.
Yeah. So then Tom and Malia's like, Chefy, we're gonna leave the water toys out so we can play.
Play? I shall be in here concentrating on the vertebrae of this chicken. Do what you will.
So they're all playing. So Jess's stomach hurts right now, and the guests are putting on their makeup. Michelle puts a crazy marijuana plant on a guy's forehead. Wow, marijuana! And then they head over to Ibiza, and they're at, like, the beach club, and there's, like, partying and, like, crazy floats and all that madness. It's fun.
Yeah, and some lady sits on Aisha and, like, puts a shot down her throat. It's like, ooh! And then all the crew gets to play on all the water toys and stuff.
Yeah. It's like, go have some fun, huh? And so they put out all the crews playing, and Sandy just standing by the slide, like, you're gonna go down the slide? Come on, Mom said it's okay. Go ahead. Hugs afterwards. Hey guys, I got some Dixie cups and hugs afterwards when you're done with the water.
And then they just keep cutting back from all the fun back to Rob in bed. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, not, of course not.
In his head.
And then Alex is jet skiing with Bugsy, and he's like confessing his heart. He's like, well, I'll be honest with you, honestly. The last two nights, I can't get you out of my fucking mind. I mean, like, it's like crazy how wicked hot you are. I mean, honestly, I'm just so happy that you're on board. And I just like your presence. And like, it's like you and like Johnny Damon and like, what's next? And then no more's going to come on board. I mean, like, this is crazy. I mean, you're the shit, Bugs. You're the shit. That's what I'm trying to say, Bugs.
What? I can't hear you. We're on a jet ski.
Ah, damn. So then damn. Jess is on the swim deck, and she's like, or the swim platform or whatever, and she's like, oh my god, my heart, ow, it's palpitating, stop. And they're like, do you need water? Are you okay? She's like, no. Emily is like, seeing Jess grab for her heart is terrifying. Do. Mary, time law, what do we do?
Jess is pulling what I like to call the Ben Mandelker. I have every illness all at once. So that's what we're going to find out. Well, hopefully she's okay, but we'll have to wait a week to find out.
I know, we're all laughing, and Jessica's dead this whole time.
I know, seriously.
Monsters.
Anyway, thank you guys all for listening. Go check us out on Patreon. Join our Discord conversations and check out Crappins on Demand and our bonus episode. And we'll be back tomorrow with Selling Sunset.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordis, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.